Identification of value-adding activities need to be followed by further delineation of activities which are critical to the survival and growth of the organization. So when you are implementing the ERP, and every organization will have certain activities which are very critical to the survival of the organization. And these need to be kept in mind. And the ranking of the activities. So, you know, you will have the priorities and these have to be taken care of. I give you one example. In one of the companies that I worked, the planning was a very, very, I would say, unique kind of a planning which used to happen. And this was because of the nature of the material that the planning was very, very challenging. Now, we went for an ERP system which did not have a solution or a clear guideline for this kind of a planning. Nevertheless, the decision was made and we implemented the ERP solution. The result was that the planning activity had to be carried out in Excel sheets. So the information from the ERP would be downloaded into Excel. Somebody would do a lot of work and, you know, actually derive the planning activities. So this is one that you do not make this kind of mistakes. You need to look at which are your critical processes, key processes, which are key to the survival of your business. And those have to be ranked and you have to see whether the ERP system addresses those issues or not. These activities which are strategically important in nature need to be accorded a very high priority when an implementation strategy for ERP is being worked out. So it could be that the ERP system which is being marketed will tell you about a lot of things which may appear very, very desirable. But if it does not address the critical operations or the critical transactions in your organization, then it's a red flag. So one must keep this in mind, and you need to have your priorities very, very straight while choosing an ERP system or ranking the activities. Need for a consultant. So to develop an implementation strategy, an organization needs personnel having relevant experience or expertise in the area of ERP implementation, thereby bringing in their experience from other similar implementation. So generally, people who implement, because it's a joke, that if somebody is associated with ERP implementation, they leave the organization very soon because they are very much in demand. And this is a fact. Because having gone through the ERP implementation, you learn a lot of things through the mistakes that you commit. And this becomes a learning for future. So it's necessary to have a consultant who has considerable experience. He can guide you and avoid many pitfalls. So right from the word go, a consultant is a desirable option, rather than trying to go with your in-house talent, with somebody who really does not have a hands-on experience. The organization should make sure or make use of the expertise of consultants to identify critical activities. So these consultants will also study your process, study your transactions, and they will tell you which are your critical activities. It also needs to set up cross-functional teams to work closely with the consultant. So from the user side, from the organization, a cross-functional team, that means you have team members from every function who understands the transactions, who understands the interlinkages. They are working very closely with the consultant, and they are also working with the implementation team once the solution is finalized and the implementation is commenced. So this is very necessary. This not only eliminates the time taken by the consultant to understand the business processes that are unique to the organization, but also helps the organization to scale the learning curve as quickly as possible. So when you have knowledgeable people who understand the transactions, who can clearly spell out the requirement, then your learning curve or the implementation the design specification for the ERP system can be very quickly drawn up, saving a lot of time and effort. Involving the organization. So first of all, the top management needs to be convinced about the need for implementing an ERP. See, ERP is a very big capital expenditure. And as I said, in the traditional setup, you have to set up a server, you have to buy the software, you have to engage the consultant, and then your team has to spend considerable amount of time deciding on the configuration. That means, what are the best practices you will engage or use in the package? And finally, you have to migrate the data. So that means if you already have a system, all the data, so you mean the product data, the customer data, the transactional data, operational data, your bill of material, your recipe for manufacture, all these things, your supplier data, everything needs to be migrated. So it's a huge investment, and it's therefore necessary that people have to be convinced before you commit this kind of expenditure. So this can help the top management in development of a realistic set of expectations, which ultimately enhances the effectiveness of IT usage and also prevents putting unnecessary pressure on the MIS department for doing tasks which are either impossible or cost ineffective. In fact, let me put it this way, that when you are going for an ERP system, you should look for a system which can handle every kind of a requirement, right from your planning or operational requirement down to your MIS requirement. Because I have seen a lot of organizations where the ERP system is used to generate some data, and then ultimately you download the data into Excel for either reporting purpose, and as I gave the example of planning, in some cases even for the planning and operational purpose. And if you do that, then that's really sad, because if you're investing in an ERP system and then not using it completely and effectively, then it's a waste. So you have to lay down your requirements, all the kind of MIS, the reports. Yes, I can understand that there will be some ad hoc report requirement for which this kind of download can be used. But for most of your regular requirement, things like, you have KPI dashboards or so, these should be set out right at the very beginning so that you can have it without investment of any efforts. Setting up effective control measures for ensuring that the implementation is taking place as per the predefined schedule. There is a estimate of the implementation time. So imagine that you have estimated that your ERP implementation will take 6 months. But if instead of 6 months, it takes a year, then your cost is going to overrun, because you have the consultants and you have your own people who are dedicated, and they have to devote significant amount of time to the project. So if they are not able to do, and I have seen many organizations where even people are totally dedicated to the implementation of ERP. That means they leave their regular job and they are 100% time dedicated to setting up or implementation of the ERP system. In such a case, if the schedule is not maintained, then it is going to indirectly result in a loss to the company, because your benefits don't start and the resources that you're putting in, they are actually costing the company. So after the top management is convinced about the whole project, it needs to be sold internally to all the concerned employees of the organization. And this is very important, because in a lot of organizations, this kind of misconceptions exist, that once the ERP is implemented, some of the jobs may be lost. So you will find that there are people who are not very happy with the idea of implementation, or even the union members, etc., they will sometimes resist the idea of implementing a ERP system. It needs to be very clearly told to the people what are the benefits which are going to accrue from the implementation of the ERP system, And generally, it should not be resulting in cutting down of manpower, etc. Although in some cases that may happen, there may be some redundancies created because of the ERP system, but these have to be managed. So the ERP implementation approach, so essentially two main approaches companies tend to use to govern an ERP implementation. One is the waterfall methodology and the other is the agile development. So let's look at what these methods are. So waterfall methodology is so named because of under this approach, each step is supposed to flow seamlessly to the next level, like a water cascading over a waterfall. So you have a level of waterfall, from a higher level it keeps on falling. So basically it is various steps of the project. The idea behind the waterfall is that there is certain steps that always need to happen in a ERP implementation. So first is like, you know, you look at what are the best practices it offers. Then you have a match between what are the current practices and what the system offers. You then decide on what is the configuration that you are going to opt for. And then once the configuration is finalized, the next stage comes of migrating the data. So all the master data has to be migrated and updated on the new ERP platform. Once that is done, the testing phase starts, and simultaneously the training phase starts. So you need to even train the people to work on the new system. The interface may change. The way you complete or do a transaction, they can change. There will be different people who will be given different roles. There are certain master data, etc., which needs to be maintained. So people need to be actually trained in all these aspects. So these have to happen in a sequence, in a waterfall methodology. And each of these steps is important. So the ERP implementation steps required under the waterfall methodology will include first the discovery. So, you know, what are the solutions which are offered by the ERP? What are the USP of the ERP? The next is the planning phase. So how do you plan to implement it? The design phase, where you actually decide on the transactions and, you know, the best practices that you are going to implement, or you're going to stick to your existing systems. The development, which is, you know, basically configuration of the system and the migration of the data. Then the testing, where the user acceptance testing takes place. So first there will be a technical testing and then the user acceptance testing. So the user validates the data, they put all kind of transactions through the system to say whether it gives the correct results or not. And finally you deploy, that means you actually go live, where you deploy the system. Before that comes the training, you train all the people concerned, and then you go live from a particular date. Once the deployment starts, you will still face some teething problems. So there will be a support which will be required for a certain period of time after the deployment, before the IT can take up the regular maintenance of the ERP system. The second approach is the agile development. So in agile development, requires a great deal of requirements gathering early in the project, and these requirements are used to guide the project plan. Rather than completing all the work in a linear progression prior to testing, agile divides the project plan into short intervals called as sprints. So here you are not following a linear method, so you don't necessarily start one activity after another activity has completed. You can do certain activities concurrently, and also you are dividing the project implementation into certain small activities or transactions which are called as sprints. Testing occurs at the end of each sprint and adjustments are made accordingly. So you may be testing individual modules rather than, you know, building the entire system and then doing an end-to-end testing. Here you could be testing each module separately. So you are implementing the modules and then testing it and then going ahead. Not that you will not test the end-to-end testing at the end, but you are concurrently doing the development in number of areas. So we were talking about, so each sprint and adjustments are made accordingly, rather than spending a great deal of time doing development for entire project and only discovering and addressing issues late in the game. So here you will discover the issues as they come up in the individual sprints. So agile, as the name suggests, allows project's team to respond more quickly to issues and changes as the ERP implementation project progresses. So here the implementation time can be compressed because you are progressing a little faster, you are concurrently doing many activities. It does not assume that the project environment will remain static. So also as you go along, there may be certain things that you may decide to change based on the challenges or the issues that you are facing. Okay, whereas in the waterfall approach, you actually plan, you design and plan the system, and then you go as per the plan. You assume that the system is static, and then you go with that implementation. Coming to the summary, so the integration of supply chain management and ERP is beneficial to any distribution and manufacturing business looking to increase speed, efficiency, and customer satisfaction across all its operations. ERP has the potential to manage and streamline overall business operations by integrating various systems and processes from production management and order intakes to sales and customer service. We are repeating the same point again and again, but ERP is a single platform with the entire information integrated. It allows you to plan in the most efficient way the entire operation, and this also helps in keeping your costs down and your efficiencies high, your utilizations high, and the slack in the system down to a minimum. ERP plays a vital role in the supply chain management process by reducing waste, increasing productivity, and eliminating operational inefficiencies. Combining an integrated and powerful ERP system with an efficient SCM strategy can result in massive market advantages for the organization. So we had in the first chapter talked about the strategic decisions that we had taken, or strategic planning. So these are important. See, simply implementing a ERP is not going to give you all the results. There has to be a clear strategy behind the ERP implementation, and the strategy has to clearly say what are the USP that you are going to offer to the customer, or the values that you are going to offer to the customer. And agile supply chain not only brings productivity to the organization, but also enables better tracking of resource utilization. So that's it. Thank you.